back in January, I believe it was, we had a discussion on the same program talking about how farmers markets are seeing a bit of a decline in attendance and sales, and some things that could be done to help that. One of those was to create these meal kits or something that would be a little bit more prepared for people to take home. You've been doing that. How is that gone so far?
Sure. So we just piloted our first meal kit last Saturday at the Old Capitol Farmers Market, and it sold out. So people were really receptive to it, and we're planning on doing it again this Saturday. And we're doing that with Driftwood Cocktail and Eatery downtown. So it's a partnership between Driftwood and Illinois Stewardship Alliance. And yeah, people have been really excited about them. We keep hearing more and more at our Wednesday market. People are asking what's going to be available on Saturday. So we're excited to be able to offer that to people and help make their lives a little bit easier and help get them some more fresh, seasonal, unique ingredients.
These are kits like you would get from a Blue Apron and those types of companies?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the same exact concept. Everything's kind of prepared. It's all packaged together, and then it's portioned out, and then we have a simple recipe that goes with it, and people just buy it, take it home, and make it according to the directions.
Are you finding that people, when they do this, are more apt to come out to the farmers market? I mean, is it a situation, or are you basically serving the same people who would be there anyway?
You know, it's tough to tell. We are just starting some data collection on the farmers market and attendance. Our first day of data collection was last Saturday. So we've been kind of wrangling up volunteers to help us with those attendance counts. So it's tough to say if it's a draw or if it's the same people. I'd like to think it's a draw, though.
Yeah, and some anecdotal evidence on that. I know at our market booth on Wednesday, we've been offering the meal kits on Saturday. So on Wednesday, we had a couple people drop by and say, oh, I've been watching Facebook. I thought they were going to be meal kits. We're really excited to see them. And those are definitely new customers that wouldn't have come on a Wednesday market. And might have come on a Saturday, but wouldn't have spent a lot of time at the market, I don't think.
I guess it's people are busy. We know that. And in some ways, the old slow food movement flies in the face of that. You know, mm-hmm. People want to eat healthy. They want to eat local. But at the same time, they only have so much time. It's easier to pick up something at a store or hit a fast food restaurant. And that's where you're trying to really bring that slow food movement just a little bit faster to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely people have busy lives and everyone's got busy schedules, and it's really hard to eat seasonally and locally and, you know, do your research and know where your food is coming from. And so these meal kits just make that so much easier for people.
Yeah, and personally, we bought the meal kit ourselves, my husband and I, and as much as we want to support local, and I work at the farmers market and I have these relationships with these farmers, on Saturdays we are so busy, and during the week we're so busy. So it was really nice to have that wind down time kind of in the evening on a weekday. We saved it for a weekday, and we were able to slow down and take time to cook that meal. And so you're really getting into those ingredients and thinking about the farmers that you purchased them from. But it's kind of on your own time when you have a second to cool down and take the time to cook that.
We're talking with Lindsay Keeney and Molly Gleason, both talking about the farmers market in Springfield and some changes that have been made there. Lindsay, are you finding that a lot of people, they don't know how to cook, so maybe these help in that way too? Because I'm assuming they come with a recipe or directions.
Yeah, definitely. And we asked a few questions at our winter market. We did a little bit of data collection about people's familiarity with vegetables and if they know how to cook them. And we do samples every year at our market. We do things like kohlrabi, and people have never, over and over again, we find that people have never tasted kohlrabi and similar vegetables. So not only have they never tasted them, but they don't know how to prepare them or cook them in a way that their family will enjoy. And I know through our meal kit, I learned how to eat sorrel. I think people really need that ingredient, and it's not only just here's the most basic way to cook it, it's here's how to make a chef-level meal with these ingredients. So it was a lot of fun for us when we made it, I know.
Molly, you are with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, so I want to talk about it in a little bit broader scope. Certainly, farmers markets, we've seen a bit of a decline in attendance and sales, and this is a way to try to combat that. Also, something people may be familiar with are community-supported groups, or CSAs,
yes,
in which they can buy into the produce that is being grown there and get a, I guess it's a weekly or monthly lot of the produce from a farmer. And those have been down as well, the participation.
Yes, that's what we hear anecdotally from farmers across central Illinois. And even nationally, there's some national groups that are reporting that CSA sales are down. And one suspected cause is these convenience packages of food like Blue Apron or Sun Basket or HelloFresh. It's definitely something that farmers are competing against. They've got all these great vegetables and produce, but if it's not convenient for people, people are shifting to other models that are more convenient. And so it's affected small farmers. And farmers markets and CSAs are one of the main ways that farmers make money. That's their direct sales route. So when they start losing income on those methods, it really hurts their bottom line. And some farmers may even have to, stop farming because of this kind of, shift towards convenience.
And of course, this push toward eating more healthy, eating more vegetables and getting fresher food, in some ways, it's a bit of a balancing act when you try to go against somebody like Blue Apron, because they're doing some of that. They're getting vegetables to people that might not eat it before, as we mentioned, might eat fast food or something else. So in some ways, that's a good thing. It's just not always that local.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, Blue Apron has done some really good things, and they do make people's lives easier. So there are some positive aspects to that. We just want to take those positive aspects and take it one step further and say, this is a great idea, but let's support our local farmers here in central Illinois and make it so that we keep our farmers on the land here in Illinois.
Lindsay, if I'm a farmer and I was growing a certain vegetable, certain product for a farmer's market, I may not have that skill set to, put it into some type of prepared meal kit. That's where others come in, and including restaurants who get involved in this.
Yeah, definitely. We joke all the time that farmers are the best at farming, and we are kind of better at marketing, but we would be lost if we had to farm. So it's really a great partnership where they can use their skills to grow this food, and they kind of have often a really intimate knowledge of the vegetable, and because they grow it all the time, they know what dishes it would be great in, so they can have that conversation with their customer. But to take that and expand it into a more formal program with this recipe card, I know many of them just don't have the time between planting and harvesting and preparing for the market in the morning. So we're really excited to be able to offer this.
Yeah, and another thing about farmers is to be able to offer this kind of program, they need a commercial kitchen. And so restaurants have that and farmers don't. Their commercial kitchens are very expensive. And it's time consuming to put together those bags of or boxes of or meal kits. And so the chef is really able to, take that product, has a bit of that time, and has the commercial kitchen and the skills to prepare everything and put it together, where the farmers, they're the experts in growing, and the chef has the other skills.
And you're doing some other things I did want to mention as well, beyond just the prepared meal kits. You're talking about you're doing some music, you're having other demonstrations, things like that. Talk about what else is being done to try to bring people down to the farmers market in downtown Springfield.
Yeah, so Saturdays in the past, we've always had music once in a while, scheduled some exercise activities, and they've always done really well. We took it up a notch this year, and every single Saturday we have a scheduled musician at 10 o'clock, and at 9 o'clock we have a free family fitness class in our family fitness area. And those have been sponsored by Springfield businesses, so we have Yoga 7, Ah Yoga, the YMCA will be doing some, a bunch of different exercise classes. Pure Performance Gym will be doing Fourth Fridays and doing some more high-intensity fitness. Is that it?
Yeah, we have chef demos as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and definitely at 9 o'clock every single Saturday, 10 o'clock every single Saturday, we'll have chef demos. And those are a lot of downtown chefs, a lot of Springfield chefs are coming in to teach their skills and teach what to do, how to prepare these different seasonal vegetables. So you might be walking through, and I mentioned kohlrabi earlier, you might see it but not know what to do with it. But if you stop at the chef tent, you'll see somebody preparing kohlrabi slaw or a different recipe. So you can kind of get those ideas and learn. And then those chefs can also give you really good ideas about which farmers are selling, which vendors have the ingredients they're working with. So it's a really good partnership to get people thinking about buying from their farmers, buying from their local vendors, and going home and preparing that as real food and making real dinners.
And really, farmers markets tend to be, they're not just about the shopping. They really tend to be more community events. I mean, you know, maybe I need some carrots or some tomatoes or something. I can go down there and that's all I need and stay a few minutes and go if I wanted to. But with the other events going on, people stay a little bit longer. They congregate and talk with other folks. It becomes, like I said, a community event.
Yeah, definitely. We kind of walk a fine line between we want to bring everyone down, but we also want to make sure that they're grocery shopping while they're down there. We don't want them to just come and go to the exercise and kind of walk around. We really want them to check out all the fantastic things that these vendors have worked so hard to harvest and bring and pack up and drive to Springfield for them. So that's something that we always bring back, whether it's through our tastings or our chef demos, reminding them that the farmers are here and they brought this produce and we need to support them and purchase our food.
Of course, we mentioned the meal kits, another opportunity for those coming up this Saturday morning at the Old Capitol Farmers Markets. And this one is a special one as well.
Yeah. So Chef Ryan Luce, I have to give a special shout out to Chef Ryan Luce of Driftwood because he does such a great job of putting together these meal kits and taking these seasonal ingredients and making them easy for everyone to use. But he, this week he's put together two different meal kits. So there's a vegetarian option and a meat option. And the meat option is going to be a boneless pork chop from R&R Farms. Along with homemade tomato jam and a kohlrabi slaw with cabbages and radish. So kind of a play on like a barbecue pork chop and slaw, but more seasonal and more local. And then the vegetarian option will be the same thing except with a white bean cake instead of the pork chop.
Molly Gleason with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance and the Old Capitol Farmers Market Manager, Lindsay Keeney. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks.
Thank you.